From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. Crews from the Federal Emergency Management Agency will be in several Missouri counties to assess damage from recent storms and flooding. FEMA said in a release Saturday its teams will be in 33 Missouri counties to offer registration help and assess needs from damage that occurred during the storms that hit the state in late December and earlier this month. The agency says inspectors also will verify damage for residents who've applied for federal assistance. President Obama recently granted Governor Jay Nixon's request for a major disaster declaration as a result of the two strong storm systems, which brought severe flooding to much of Missouri, causing several deaths and damage to hundreds of homes. Agriculture officials say it's too soon to know if the recent flooding in southeast Missouri damaged the area's winter wheat crop. Anthony Ohms, an agronomy specialist at the University of Missouri Extension, told the Southeast Missourian that wheat crops can handle being submerged when it's cold. But he says the warmer weather in the region in December may have made the wheat less prepared for being underwater. Ohms says it will be tough to know how the crops will do until the weather warms up. Dave Reinbod, an agriculture business specialist at the University of Missouri Extension, says it could be worse. He says if the flooding happened in April or May, farmers could have lost a variety of crops, such as corn and soybeans, too. Columbia's city prosecutor expects to announce soon whether charges will be filed against an MU assistant professor after an incident from the November campus protests. Steve Ritchie, who retires as Columbia city prosecutor next month, told the Columbia Daily Tribune he has yet to decide whether to charge Melissa Click with a misdemeanor. Click, an assistant professor of communications, garnered national attention after she confronted a student photographer and another student videographer during the protests. The students were filming after former UM system president Tim Wolf resigned amid protests over what some saw as indifference to racial issues. The student videographer filed a complaint with university police, which forwarded the matter to Ritchie. Ritchie says he'll announce his decision within the next week. The University of Missouri-St. Louis is planning layoffs this year in response to a $15 million budget deficit. Chancellor Thomas George says the number of layoffs has not yet been determined. The school also expects retirements and will close some open jobs. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the budget problems are due in part to an unexpected 4% drop in enrollment in November. The school is expecting another 2% enrollment decline in the fall. Spokesperson Bob Samples says the enrollment is dropping because of less state funding in the last 5 years and a steady drop in transfer students. The school's student body is about 75% transfer students. Details on the impending layoffs and a revised budget are expected to be announced in the late spring. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.